SRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The House authorizes an impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Kentucky Congressman James Comer says the president needs to be held accountable.
Our investigation has revealed how Joe Biden knew of, participated in, and benefited from his family cashing in on the Biden name around the world.
So at SRNnews.com, Hunter Biden defies a House GOP subpoena for a closed-door deposition Wednesday.
Hunter ignored the subpoena from the GOP-led House Oversight Committee, choosing instead to appear briefly outside the Capitol to reiterate that he would answer questions from lawmakers only in a public setting. Hunter Biden's decision not to comply with the subpoena paves the way for Republicans to pursue proceedings to hold him in contempt of Congress.
Capitol Hill correspondent Edwin Mora. The Senate passes the annual defense policy bill by a vote of 87 to 13. The $886 billion package lays out how the Pentagon will be funded through the next fiscal year. It authorizes billions towards new military vehicles, national security, a 5% pay raise for troops. The bill now heads to the House, where it faces resistance from Republicans who say it failed to rid the Pentagon of what they call woke policies. Federal Reserve on Wednesday held its key interest rate steady for the third straight time and set the table for multiple cuts to come in 2024. Federal Reserve Chair Jay Powell says the Fed will keep acting carefully in deciding its rate level.
We will make decisions about the extent of any additional policy firming and how long policy will remain restrictive based on the totality of the incoming data, the evolving outlook, and the balance of risks.
Supreme Court agrees to take up a dispute over an abortion drug. This is SRN News.
Satanic Temple is responsible for the display. State lawmakers say it would have been illegal for them to have denied a permit under religious freedom statutes. Many officials and private citizens are voicing their disgust, however, with the satanic display, coming as it does in the weeks leading up to Christmas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New Mexico is one of seven states that allows abortions to be obtained at all stages of pregnancy and has become a major abortion destination. It hasn't stopped some conservative city and county governments in the blue state from passing local abortion bans. Most of the laws have been put on hold by the New Mexico Supreme Court while it considers the issue this week. The state's Democratic Attorney General claims the pro-life statutes violate the state constitution. This is SRN News. Tesla is recalling more than 2 million vehicles across its model lineup to fix a defective system that's supposed to ensure drivers are paying attention when they use autopilot.
U.S. safety regulators say the company will send out a software update to fix the problems. The recall comes after a two-year investigation by U.S. auto safety regulators into a series of crashes that happened while the autopilot partially automated driving system was in use. Some were deadly.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says its investigation found autopilot's method of ensuring drivers are paying attention can be inadequate and can lead to foreseeable misuse of the system. The year's best meteor shower, the Geminids, peaks this week. Skygazers may see as many as one or even two a minute in locations that have dark skies. It will reach its peak on Thursday. More details at srnnews.com.